A horse named Seattle Slough, the oldest living Kentucky Derby winner, the only living Triple Crown winner, is set to have a spinal fusion operation. Seattle Slough has been standing at stud, as they say, at Three Chimneys Farm in Kentucky's bluegrass country. It's reported his offspring over the years have earned $75 million in racing. Seattle Slough was bought as a yearling for $17,500. He's owned by Karen and Mickey Taylor. The stallion had spinal surgery only 2 years ago. The surgical team, once again, will be led by Barry Grant of the San Luis Rey Equine Hospital.
The surgery, April 2nd, 2000, was to fuse the vertebrae between the 6th and 7th. There's 7 cervical vertebrae in a horse, just like in people. And he had an arthritic condition at that site. And the arthritic condition was putting pressure on his spinal cord, not allowing him to know where his feet were. So we performed an anterior inner body fusion, or a Cloward technique as it's called in people, and put in a screwed in metal basket that fuses that site. That allows the arthritis to disappear, takes the pressure off the spinal cord. But with the passage of age, he now has another level, actually the level anterior to it between 5 and 6, that is now has an arthritic condition that's putting more pressure on his spinal cord again.
So
he needs to have the same procedure again.
It's just continuing. How old is Seattle Slough now?
Seattle Slough had his 28th birthday on February 15th.
So that's a pretty old horse for an operation of this significance, isn't it?
It is, and some people are concerned about that, but if you were there in person with him, he's a very young 28-year-old horse who enjoys life immensely. He's an extremely clever horse about adapting to new situations. He's one of the most clever horses I've ever seen wake up from anesthesia and tolerate new situations. That's probably what made him great in the first place. And it would just be a shame to see something happen where he couldn't feel his legs and have an accident. So we're going to try to use our best medical knowledge to make him have a lot more years of being in the sunshine and socializing and pooping and eating grass.
And breeding?
We're not sure about the breeding. The major concern for the tailors in his lifetime-long groom and the people at Three Chimneys is to make Seattle Slough happy. He's paid his dues, and right now we're just trying to take care of his medical condition and make him happy and safe, and we'll see what happens later on as far as that goes.
Let me try to picture this. The horse is in what sort of position as he's put to sleep before the operation, and how do you get to his spinal cord?
Well, we actually have the horse standing against a wall, and we give him some short-acting anesthesia. And as it starts to take effect, we just push on him, and he just slumps down against the wall. And then he's has hobbles put on all 4 legs and lifted up with a hoist and put on this table. So he's lying right on his back, his head extended. And then the incision's made right down the ventral aspect of his neck, right in front of his shoulders.
And last time, Seattle Slough was standing up pretty close to the end of the operation.
Yeah, the surgery took us 75 minutes last time. And Dr. Hubble requested everybody to give absolute hour of peace and quiet so he'd have a nice recovery. And he lay very quiet for about 70 minutes. Then he rolled sternly. And I pulled one leg out in front of him, and Dr. Hubble pulled out the other leg. And then he just stood up. And it was kind of neat. You saw the groom have tears in his eyes. I mean, it was a very sweet situation.
Were you surprised to see the horse standing so soon after the operation?
I was, but as I told a lot of people, this horse has made people look smart for a lot of years, and why would he quit with me?
Dr. Grant, thank you for explaining this to us.
It's my pleasure.
From KPBS San Diego, Barry Grant, lead surgeon operating on Seattle Slough this Saturday.